Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Time for some sports in Big Jim's House. Sports Report brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Pistons lose to the Cavs 122-107 in Cleveland. It's a weird thing, and Armani brought this up last night on Twitter watching some of the Pistons game. Some of the young guys, you can see the growth in the team. But some of the young guys haven't taken that next step yet. And you as a guy played a lot of hockey and a lot of sports. It's got to be frustrating when you're on a team and you know what somebody's capable of. And they're just not getting there.
Right. You're wondering what's going on.
Sekou's that way right now.
What's going on with him?
Sekou has so much more talent than we're seeing on the floor. And you'll see just spurts of like Ellison and guys going off for 21 night and then like 8 the next. So, we kind of knew this going into this year that it was going to be this kind of team.
Right, streaky young guys, yep.
Yeah. Again, Jeremy Grant, love him. Love him. Dude can jump out of the gym, man. He's going to be fun. And Blake Griffin doing layups is still weird. It's just strange, man. A couple NFL notes I want to get into. Obviously, the Super Bowl, line's still 3, I looked this morning.
Yep.
We'll still figure out what's going on with that. What's going to be strange is no Super Bowl week for the media. The teams don't even get in until Friday. Well, Tampa Bay's home, but right. Kansas City doesn't get in until next Friday.
That's strange that they wouldn't at least go there for the week just to be
there's
there.
Nothing.
You know what I mean? I understand that they're not doing media and stuff, but just to be in the city before, you know, a week in advance, just to kind of play it like it's a normal. Because they were there last year, so why wouldn't you just replicate that?
Well, Super Bowl is before the COVID thing hit.
Right.
You know, this is the first time we've had a Super Bowl during this whole COVID shutdown thing. And as a side note, do the Buccaneers get to go home? Because they're playing a home game. Or are they sequestered and put in a little bubble for the Super Bowl? Haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, or as a team, they put them in a hotel to act like they were
that's what I'm saying.
Somewhere.
I'm sure the night before the game, they'll go to a hotel. But when do they do that? Anyway, yeah. We're getting sidetracked there a little bit. The other NFL notes, two things. Number one, Jared Goff, the GM for the Rams, did not sound like Jared Goff's coming back. His words were, he's a Ram for now, when he was asked if he's going to be a Ram next year.
That's not good.
So Jared Goff could be on the market. Would you consider Jared Goff here with the Lions?
No.
And not as a trade or anything. They're going to release him.
Yeah.
So you could have Jared Goff. You wouldn't?
No.
Over Chase Daniel? If Stafford's gone, over Chase Daniel, you would have Jared Goff.
Well, yeah, if that's our choice, Chase Daniel. I mean, obviously right now that is at this point.
Right,
but
right.
Yeah, over Chase Daniel, yeah. Okay.
So Jared Goff, he's out there. He's young, but we'll see what he's capable of. I'll be curious to see how that all shakes out. But it leads to this. Stafford's home is up for sale.
Yep.
Where is this house?
It is on Long Lake in Bloomfield Township.
We have the Zillow listing. I don't know why I didn't expect it to be posted on Zillow. It's posted. The keyword is...
The keyword's sale.
Yeah. S-A-L-E. If you want to see what it's going for, we figured out the mortgage, though, right?
Yeah. Mortgage is $34,000 a month.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Kelly, did you pay the mortgage? There's only $33,000 in our checking account. You got to pay the mortgage.
And just in case you have a big party and everybody needs to go to the bathroom at once, there's 7 of those.
How many kids do they have?
There's so much toilet paper and hand towels and hand soap. And
your mom would have a separate set of towels for each bathroom that you can't use.
Oh, my gosh. You'd spend $20,000 on hand towels.
$34,000 a month for the mortgage?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Keyword sale.
I can make it for about a day and a half there.
Yeah, but you really can't talk about this because he came today and goes, do you know what the Zestimate is on this? I'm like, you don't work for Zillow. It's Estimate, not Zestimate. It's the Zestimate.
Come on, it's the Zestimate.
What's the Zestimate on this property? So what is the price, though?
The price is $6.5
million?
Yes.
Is that good or bad compared to the Zestimate of other properties in the area?
Oh, he's trying to get out with some money. It's estimated, I'll say that for you, at like between 2.5 and 3.5. So this guy's trying to get an extra $3 million out of us.
Look at you.
You already stole our souls for the last 13 years.
Hey, he worked his ass off. He earned that. He can have all the Zestimates he wants. Keyword sale. I see people texting in for it right now. They want to see Stafford's home.
For all the 6 people out there who could buy this house.
Right, yeah. Well, exactly.
Big Jim's house.
You, let me go crazy, crazy on you.
CSX Big Jim's house, 622. Big Jim, this is Ryan Logan. Angie as well. Thanks so much for joining us, folks. Reeling in the Years coming up, 645. Three clips from 1 year. Here's your clue.
They pull a knife. You pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital. You send one of his to the morgue.
Good clue.
Thank you.
Better
Thank
voice
you.
This
better,
time, too.
Yep. Better Connery there. That's your clip. Okay, or your clue. All right. We just played Crazy on You by Heart. That could be sent out to my wife, Kathy, who was going to kill me if I played this clip one more time at home. Think about, like, do you remember, like, I was thinking like this. When David Goes to the Dentist first came out, everybody played that clip.
Oh, it was huge.
Everybody. And then what was the other one? Tommy Bit Me, the one.
Charlie Bit My Finger.
And Friends, the Rushings, Mike and Kim. Every time I went over there, they played that clip for us. Mike, you know I'm right.
You guys got to see this.
Yeah. You guys seen this? Like, Tyler Bittman. Like, yeah, we heard. We've seen
it. We got 20 million views. I think we saw it.
Right. So there's certain things for some reason hit you in the funny bone. This one with this dog is so stupid, and I've watched it at least 100 times. I just play it. 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
dog.
Guy's sitting at a table. He's got just a... kind of a German Shepherd-y looking mutt dog. Beautiful, just funny looking dog. And it's doing that sound. And he reaches over with his hand and he kind of opens and shuts his mouth while it's sitting there. A dog did over and over in the house. Yeah, over and over. And the look on the dog's face, the dog seems totally content with this. Dog's like, fine, whatever. You're paying attention to me.
He's watching too many Home Improvement episodes.
He's got a Tim Allen dog. Oh, my God, we got to send this Tim Allen.
That's what it is, Tim Allen dog.
Keyword dog. I know it's stupid. Do you get locked in on things like this? I can't be the only one.
Oh,
or you
no,
just start watching something over and over and over and you don't know why.
Yeah, there's definitely videos like that. But this guy, it involves a dog. Everybody loves dog videos and a funny sound.
Right.
So how can you go wrong?
And the dog's got floppy ears.
Yeah.
It was a floppy-eared dog. And they got to teach Charlie this. You're right about the Tim Allen thing, though. Okay. I'm not alone. You're laughing. Good. I'm serious, man. I'm not allowed to play that video at home anymore. Even my kids upstairs are like, stop it!
And just put it on a loop.
Yeah.
Put it through the speakers in the house.
Now I got to get the dog to say, child to bit me. It'd be perfect. Child to bit me! You know what else the dog sounds like? And when you, like, get on those rumble strips on the freeway, when it tells you you're out of the lane, you know, this kind of thing. Yeah, maybe you're on 94. Or you get a flat tire. That sound it makes when it gets down to the rim. Oh, yeah, that's the one right there. You're, like, right down to the rim. It works.
Oh,
right?
Man, yep.
Or when you're walking down the hallway and you've got gas and you're trying not to pass gas because you're at work.
That's
but
it.
But it's still coming out. Yeah, there it goes. It just came out. Okay. Or if you've got like a 1970 Chevelle, like a big block 8, and it's cold like it is this morning, it's like 19 degrees, and you're trying to get it started.
Yeah.
And they just, the starter's just not. Yeah, that's one.
Almost had
Absolutely.
It.
You almost had it one there. Yeah. Keyword dog. I got a problem, don't I? Yeah, I got a problem there. Do you know what make me feel better? You know what make me feel better?
What?
The dog clip.
So ridiculous.
People are texting, though.
Oh, yeah.
They're not alone.
Everybody's got to see it.
Keyword dog now. It's stuck in your head anyway. What's stuck in your head, Ryan?
Big Jim's house.
It's X Big Jim's house here. 7 o'clock. Big Jim, Ryan, Logan, Ange. Well, did people know we were going to talk about Eddie Van Halen here? Because I saw somebody just text in Eddie.
Yeah.
Literally as I turned on the microphone. Now, tomorrow, end of the show, is when we'll have to pick a winner. We're celebrating Eddie Van Halen's birthday, which was Tuesday. And our buddy Dave Santia has made this amazing Eddie Van Halen painting. If you don't know who Dave Santia is, he's one of the best. You've seen him all around the country. He does these speed paintings, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah. Yep.
And it you don't understand what he's doing, and then suddenly, a lot of times, he just flips it over. He did one of Eddie, with the Stratocaster, the Frankencaster, black and yellow version, and it's stunning. I know you're working right now to get the video up. He actually posted a video of the painting.
Yeah, and it's up there now. Is it? Keyword Eddie.
Yep. Awesome. Okay. You got to see the process because someone's going to get this painting. He's actually doing the sealant and stuff on it today. So we'll make sure we have it in time. Keyword Eddie. Oh, cool. You can register there once every day. When we play a Van Halen song during the show, we'll give you a workforce advantage and we'll register you twice.
Yes.
Okay. But there's more in there to celebrate Eddie Van Halen's birthday. We got that amazing painting, but we've also got from Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, the Circle's new CD, The Lockdown 2020.
Yeah.
But signed by the whole band.
Vic Johnson, Jason Bonham, Michael Anthony, and Sammy Hagar.
And Sammy, yep.
Yeah.
And it's a cool one, man. You can go through that whole thing, just let it roll.
And whoever gets this painting, don't put it in the man cave. Put it up in your living room.
I think right in your foyer. Is that you call it a foyer when
sure.
you're fancy?
Yeah.
Right as you walk in.
We call it the hallway with a table at the end of it. I don't know what the hell. Nobody ever stands there. But yeah.
Family room is what I call it.
Table hallway.
The door and walk in.
Put it in your foyer. Keyword Eddie. I see people texting in on this. Keyword Eddie. Eddie. We'll send you the link right to your phone. The painting, how he does this is unreal.
Big Jim's house.
You want to see Ganella's? What happened yesterday? We got video and some good up-close sandwich shots. Text us. The keyword is
trip.
Shout out to Dan.
Yes.
Came over. We were all doing our social distancing in there. And whoever the person was who called yesterday and told us to go early, you.
Yeah,
you're right.
Great call.
Yeah.
As we were in line to pay for our sandwiches, you turn around and you even said, look, they were right.
All the way through.
Boom. Line started up.
Now, we assume everybody knows where Ganella's is, but we didn't know the one on Oakwood. So this has been around for, what, 75 years?
Yes.
Okay. It's an old-school deli, man. That's what it is. And they were cranking them out. And the ladies, oh, my God, I totally forgot her name. There were three ladies working behind the deli counter.
Oh.
Deborah was one lady. But there were people there, like, one. I'll tell you how Ganella's, and we'll get to the food in a second, which, by the way, you'll see Keyword Trip. You'll actually see it. And that's where you can give us suggestions for next week where we're going.
Yes.
One lady had been going there since she was 10. And she's now in her 20s, and she's working there.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. There was a couple of them who worked there who said, I've been coming here my whole life and, you know, started working here.
And the one young girl, in her 20s, young lady, that when she was talking about it, and how she eats all the pasta salad and everything. And she weighed, like, what, 3 pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, everybody tells me I'm going to turn into a noodle. I'm like, I already am.
Yeah. Great, amazing sandwiches. Now, we went out to the car, and we had a couple other people behind us, too. A couple other guys that were working. They heard us talking about it, came down yesterday.
Yeah, I went, oh, that sounds great. Good.
Thank you, man. So, we went out to the car, and we decided to film this again. Keyword Trip.
You see that? That's 18-layer. That's $11, 18 layers. Ganella's been here for 75 years. That's half the sandwich.
18 layers, 3 cheese.
Oof. And the hard roll.
Boom.
We went hard.
Yeah, we got the hard roll.
We went hard. I got my wife the soft one. No jokes. Stop it.
Of course you did, Big Jim.
Wow.
Brian. I left the sub last for 4 hours. Are you ready? Are we going to, how the hell do we do this?
I'm just going to go in on
ready?
It, right?
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay, we did. We got the 18-3. You cannot look good when you're trying to eat one of these things.
No.
It's huge. But I will say this much. I will never watch Jurassic Park the same way again after sitting next to a velociraptor eating a sandwich. Dude, you got after that thing.
It was good. I told you, these kinds of sandwiches and subs and stuff are my deal, man. Deli stuff.
I've had half of it so far in a day. You ate all of it yesterday by noon?
Yeah. When did I get home? 10 minutes after, it was gone. I sat right down. I gave Heidi her whatever I got her, like and a pasta stuff.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, got her that, and then I sat down and just went after it.
You ate that whole damn thing?
The whole thing.
You'll see it again, Keyword Trip. You'll see it.
Telling you, that kind of stuff I can, man. Burgers and stuff, I can't because they're too heavy. I can smash through some deli meat,
man. Do you unlock your jaw or something? Like one of these snakes or something?
That would make it easier, just one cartoon sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the wrong business, dude. Anyway, Keyword Trip. What?
Nothing.
Where we're going next, we know in 2 weeks we're going to Polish Village before Punchki Day.
Yes.
2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, the Polish Village Cafe.
We got to do that one. Because that'll be the, we'll go down there, like, not on Punchki Day, but the day before. So we know that. But we don't know where we're going next week.
Big Jim's house.
There's Ryan to my left here. We're both in the studio trying to figure out how the hell this lady did this. Name That Tune came back last night. It was on Fox.
Yes.
And Jane Krasinski's hosting it. And then Craig... No, it was Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson
doing the music.
The music for
and
it.
Now, I'll be honest. I didn't see it last night. I'm kind of bumming. We taped it. I didn't watch it. But we heard this clip this morning. And went, wait a minute. What? You guys ready? Is that a game you think you would do well?
No.
Okay.
No.
I think I could do okay in this. But not like this. You ready? Check this out.
Danny, I can name this tune in one note.
Oh. One note.
Okay, Asavi, for $10,000, here is your one note. Name that tune.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody is correct by Queen!
What? What? Yeah, we know the song. Okay. Are you kidding me?
How?
I can name that tune in one note. Dunk. Bohemian Rhapsody! No!
That's impressive. Yeah, there's no chance I could do it in one note. No way. No way.
One note. Okay, being totally honest, you're listening right now. Did you know it based on that one note? Be honest. Want to try it again?
Yeah.
Now that we know the answer, see if you can figure it.
Danny, I can name this tune in one note.
Oh, no, she did.
Okay, Asavi, for $10,000, here is your one note. Name that tune.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Come on.
Bohemian Rhapsody is correct by Queen!
All right. All right.
Do they give him clues? Like, how does it start? Because do they give him, like, it's a classic rock or it's a...
I don't think so. I don't know.
That's impressive.
Okay. I know your brain. Right now, you're thinking the whole thing's rigged.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how she even goes. I can name that tune in one. No, you just randomly.
I can't even name the bridesmaids at our wedding, much less that.
Yeah, that's intense.
Yeah. Can you name the bridesmaids at when you guys get married?
Yeah, just Andrea, because there was one.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Big Jim's house.
All right, we're figuring this out now. 7:42 is Big Jim's house here. Big Jim is Ryan, Angie as well. We were talking about Name That Tune last night. Someone got that song in one note, but we understand why. Hold on, let's play the clip.
Danny, I can name this tune in one note. Okay, Asavi, for $10,000, okay. Here is your one note. Name that tune.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody is correct by Queen!
Okay, 248-398-9279 is our studio number. We were wondering, we didn't catch the show last night. How did she get that on just one note?
Right.
Hold on, Dave's here on the phone. Go ahead, man.
Hey, morning, Jim. Hey, on that Name That Tune, they give you guys clues on what the song is before they hit that note.
Okay, so there's more to it than just that clip then. Okay, so there are clues then. Okay. All right,
yeah,
so now we
know. And they even get... They give the clue before the contestants battle back and forth about how many notes they're going to use.
So what was the clue? This song comes from A Night at the Opera by Queen.
It's probably something like this song was in Wayne's World or whatever, something like that. I didn't see the episode last night.
Okay. All right. So now we know. Now that makes more sense. All right. That's our new bit on the radio, Out of Context Theater. So
there you go. Right.
David, man. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Somebody else texted in. Do we know what the clue is now?
Yeah, so they texted in and said the clue was Mama. That's why she knew it so fast.
That was the only clue?
That
Mama?
That was the only clue. Mama.
Wow. That's still a pull, man.
Yeah,
come on.
I think
that's still a pull.
There's got to be ways, like, they're in a classic rock category or something. I don't know. I got to watch this. Right. Oh, no.
Now, I have an idea. I have an idea for a game. See what you guys think if you wanted to play along. we can't do the thing with the sound. It's hard because we're going down the phone line and doing notes and trying to edit it all in here.
Right.
But we can do it based on lyrics. We come up with a clue for a classic rock song. All right, the category is Canada. You ready?
Okay.
I'm going to try this one. The category is Canada. How many lines from the song can you name it? Yeah, give me a number and I'll
read
it. Three, you ready?
Yeah.
Invisible airwaves crackle. Oh, I like God, this. We song. Can do this.
I know it.
You know
I
just it. Don't, You better know it. We play it every week.
I know.
Invisible airwaves crackle.
Oh, Spirit of Radio.
Nice.
Big Jim's house.
Yesterday morning, we were talking about Ray's Ice Cream and Royal Oak. It was Renee that gave us the heads up, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, she first told us about it.
We've been doing restaurant road trips featuring different restaurants every week. We want to just keep that awareness about the local joints here in the Motor City. You are always welcome to give us a suggestion where we're going next week. But she called about Ray's and told us what was going on there, the GoFundMe. And we talked with Tom yesterday. They had just started. And we got him on the phone this morning. Wanted to get an update. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm doing great. Thanks to you guys and all your listeners. We had a line out the door all day yesterday. It was just incredible.
Crazy. So how's the GoFundMe going? Where are we right now?
We are way over our goal in less than 3 days.
Woo!
This morning, but it was $54,000 yesterday midday, so I'm sure it's over. Well, beyond that right now.
Too. You're looking at it, Ryan.
I'm on it right now, Tom. It's at 62,381.
Wow, so, just incredible. I tell you, it's so humbling. I went out to the grocery store to get some bananas for the store or whatever, and I came back and I saw that line going literally out the door and to the side of the building. I'm like, oh, I was thanking everybody, but tears in my eyes, I'll tell you.
Now, amazing. Very we humbling. Saw that on the GoFundMe, we still have it up. The keyword is...
The keyword's Ray.
Yeah, obviously, for Ray's Ice Cream in Royal Oak. It's still there. And one of the things is, when we scroll through the comments from all the people, it wasn't enough just to give money to make sure that you're taking care of the employees there, Tom. It was people that had worked there 40 years ago and people had been coming there for years. It's just, it's amazing.
I've been reading them. I know I've got a lot of thank you notes to write.
And then the people showing up yesterday and the line of people, were they, did a lot of them have stories or they were just there because they wanted to show their support for you guys?
Well, I believe just support. It's just incredible, though, that, you know, what was it, 20 degrees out, and I have a line out the door, you know?
That's unreal.
And they're lining up for ice cream in that weather? Jeez, oh, Pete.
Hey, yeah, really quick, Tom, I was just scrolling through these comments, and one that came in just a couple hours ago, I thought this was really cool. This guy wrote, I grew up in Oak Park, but life has carried me far from Michigan, living in the Netherlands now. But I really hope everyone gets to experience after Little League ice cream at Ray's like I did.
I wonder how we heard about it way over there. Wow, that's incredible.
You know, Tom, we talked about this yesterday with you. You guys are more than ice cream. You're part restaurants and places like Ray's are part of the fabric of our communities. We can't lose them. We do this restaurant road trip thing as much to remind people to tip these local joints like Ray's.
Right.
And man, I mean, if you ever doubted it, hopefully you know now with no doubt how loved you guys are, and not only in Royal Oak, but hell, all over the world now in the Netherlands.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling the love, I tell you. It's just incredible. I thought this would take months to raise that kind of money. Right. I really did. In less than 3 days, it's just incredible.
Hey, I want you to take a moment here. Tom, go ahead and talk to all the listeners and the people, the viewers, and all the folks who made a donation to Ray's Ice Cream to help this GoFundMe.
Well, I just want to thank you all very, very much. And I think I forgot to mention it yesterday. We are going to have a customer appreciation day on July 4th for a free ice cream cone for everybody coming in the door, whether you donate it or not. So
look at you. Tom, I'd say get some rest, but I got a funny feeling you're going to be pretty damn busy today too, man.
Oh, good. I hope so.
All right.
Okay. I can't thank you all enough.
Hey, it was an absolute honor. You're a wonderful guy. You've got a great family, and Ray's Ice Cream is gonna remain in a part of Royal Oak.
Thank you.
Ryan to my left here, and this is your first Valentine's Day as a married couple, you and Heidi.
Right.
So what happened?
Well, we decided we could do something, and now that restaurants are going to be open at that time, we got some reservations to go downtown to the Whitney.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, for their Valentine's Day, you know, they got like a couple course meal or whatever, so we're going to do that. But then you start getting in my head like you do with everything, And tell me, so did you get her flowers? And I'm like, well, no, I'm taking her to dinner. And then you're like, dude, you got to get her flowers.
You do.
And then I asked her, I was like, hey, do I got to get you flowers?
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You asked her.
Yeah.
No.
And then she goes, well, there's flowers on the table at dinner. It says that. And I'm like, so we're set. They take care of the flowers, too.
You can't ask your wife for Valentine's Day.
Why?
You're supposed to surprise them. You're supposed to know them and do that. Maybe I'm totally wrong on this. 248-398-9279.
She doesn't like flowers. She's even told me.
Mm-hmm. Is what you're thinking.
What's worse, that I didn't get her flowers or that she made the reservation too?
That you asked her, do you want flowers for Valentine's Day? You can't ask somebody that. You just get them. You get them.
You can't. I don't know. Okay. To me, they're a waste of money. They live for like 2 days and then you throw them out.
All right, first of all, if you're putting logic into Valentine's Day, you're overthinking it.
You know what I'm saying, though? Yeah. Like, I'm going to get her a nice dinner. You know, apps only, though. It's expensive there.
At the wedding, is that what you're doing? Yeah, we're going to. 248-398-9279 is our studio number.
Jim just called me a rookie mistake.
It is. Thank you, Jim. Totally agree. Yeah, that's a rookie move. You don't ask. Did you want flowers for Valentine's Day? Do you guys want to have Christmas December 25th this year? Do you want to have Thanksgiving on a Thursday? You don't know. No, Ryan. You shouldn't have asked. Now you got to get her flowers.
I'm not getting her flowers.
What do you mean you're not getting her flowers?
I'm not getting her flowers. She'll be allowed to have two drinks at dinner.
She'll be allowed? What world do you hold on?
I'm kidding.
Steve in Roseville, line one. Go ahead, man. What do you think? Rookie move?
Oh, my God, Ryan. What are you thinking?
I told you. Rookie move, right?
Rookie. I've been my old lady since I was 14 years old, and I'm 36 now. You never ask them if they want flowers.
Thank you.
What kind of crap is that?
There you go. Thanks for the attitude there. All right. Hey, Steve, have a good morning. Now you got to get her flowers. Thanks for listening, too, man. We appreciate you. There he goes.
There are too many people calling in right now.
What did you think was going to happen?
Big Jim's house.
Am I being wrong or is Ryan wrong in this one? 248-398-9279. Go ahead. I know the text messages. By the way, I'm keeping an eye on the text messages too. Said know you. You're filtering them out.
Oh, no. We're good. We got one here that says, oh, my God. Oh, here it is.
The 3131.
Yeah, the 3131's the best. It says, hey, tell Ryan not to worry about taking advice from the guy who just referred to his significant other as his old lady.
Damn it. Did I really do that?
I didn't.
Oh, no.
I'm taking it. Yeah. You know, their word for it. Absolutely.
I always tell my husband, please don't give me flowers because it's a waste of money because they die. Tracy in Detroit. Okay. Jim said rookie mistake. What was this one for the 5-8? I like it. You're my hero?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoever that is, keep texting in. I like it.
let me see. Let one in. Noah, go ahead.
Well, rookie move on the fact that he asked her.
Yes.
But I'm not a flower person, and I think he needs to know his wife. And if she's not a flower person, personally, I'd go for like a chocolate rose and then maybe like a little thing of candy or something. Well, that would set my day off.
Okay, Teresa. Now, but you're still saying, though, he's got to get her something now that he's asked.
Yeah, I would get her something.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Definitely.
And by the way, nothing from our prize closet here either.
Oh,
you're not bringing her a
couple
t-shirt.
Of ideas.
No.
Unless there's a chocolate rose in there, then yeah.
From last year. It's not good. Yeah, you don't want that one. All right. Teresa, have a great day. We appreciate you listening.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
There he is. Officer Bill, talk to Ryan. Tell him.
Ryan, I got a little hint for you. If your wife tells you she doesn't like flowers, that's a hint. Get her some flowers, man. I agree with Big Jim.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
You know?
Yeah, you put her.
The witness sounds great, but the flowers for sure.
And you put her in a position when you asked her that she would have to deny it. Because you're like asking like, in a yeah.
What if they're fake flowers? Is that okay?
No.
You guys are never going
to
have kids because she's never
going to. 19 degree temperature there,
yeah.
Brian.
I told him before, man, they're never going to have kids because she's never going to let him touch her after Valentine's Day. That's it. It's over.
No kidding.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be the fastest marriage in Michigan. Good luck, Ryan.
Have fun. Thanks, awesome, Officer Bill.
Be well. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Oh, my God. I can't. Okay, by the way, I didn't say old lady. It was the first guy that called.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's good, then.
Okay. Well, I want to be clear on that one. Now you're kind of getting lit up here a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get her perennial.
The ones that come back every year?
Yeah, a nice fern.
Oh, that's good, because then I can take it out of the house, rewrap it, and bring it back in like it's a brand new thing, right?
God, no. Let me see. Christian Trenton, the way I see it, Ryan's wife already made the reservation. Sounds like she should be buying him flowers. Whoa!
Is that ripping on me?
No, or, I think that's a little...
Is that... Okay. Like,
yeah, doing that. Where should I go? Debbie? I think we'll go... Let's grab Debbie and Warren. Debbie and Warren, good morning. You're on Big Jim's House here in CSX. What do you think?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Ryan, if you have to ask, that's a taboo. It's like asking your wife how much she weighs. If you have to ask, where is the surprise of element? I mean, you would be better off surprising her, and you might even get lucky.
So now he's got to come up with something other than roses to give her when they go out on their first Valentine's Day as a married couple, right? The roses thing is done. You've burned that bridge.
Yep, he has.
Okay.
So I would say whatever her favorite thing is. I mean, if it's as simple as a candy bar, it's the surprise of elements. That's what she will love.
Okay.
She kind of nailed me there. I did this with Christmas. I asked her if I should get her something and then came back with something better.
See, so you know the game.
So, yeah, it's kind of a game.
Okay.
It's like get it pumped. Well, she wanted something else, and then I got her an iPad for Christmas.
See?
So I went one step above what the other thing is that she wanted. So I'm like, well, maybe this is a new game. I found a way to just enhance her excitement. That's
Excuse
bad.
Me. Yeah, yeah. That was a horrible way of saying that, actually.
Are you guys snow people and you book a week up north and in out on the lake or something?
See? A little getaway in the weekend.
Put her in the car, say we're going for a ride, and there you go.
All right, there it is.
All right.
Now you made her sound like a dog. We're going bye-bye in a car. All right, Debbie, have a great day.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks.
There she goes. So, you going to step your game up for Valentine's Day now? What are you doing? It's your day. I'm not putting pressure on you at all.
Yeah, right. No, you text me all day long.
No.
Flowers.
I like flowers. I would like flowers for Valentine's Day.
Oh, man.
DraftKings is live with mobile sports betting, and for a limited time, they're offering all players a chance to double their money if the Pistons hit just one three-pointer. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CSX. That's code CSX. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline, 800-270-7117, 21+, Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions, subject to regulatory licensing requirements.
There's Ryan on my left here. It's Big Jim's House here. Big Jim O'Brien. There's Ryan Logan. Angie as well on the house phones, 248-398-9279, which is also the number used to text us. First Valentine's Day is a married couple, you and Heidi, a wonderful couple. We all love you. She went out and got you guys reservations at the Whitney. That's romantic, dude. Valentine's weekend, that is top shelf. That is, boom. That is Detroit love.
Yeah.
So I said to you, you got her flowers, right? And what did you do?
I said, no. And then I went, hey, Heidi, do you want flowers for Valentine's Day?
Which I think's a rookie move. You can't ask somebody, hey, you want flowers for Valentine's Day? You get them flowers. You don't ask. 248-398-9279. The text messages started out agreeing with you, but they've definitely swung the other way.
Quickly changed sides here. She 734, she made the reservation. What are you going to do for her? You need to buy her a gift with diamonds to make up for asking if you wanted flowers, because now you're even in a bigger hole.
Okay. Well, is somebody going to beat you up?
Oh, well, yeah, this is my favorite one. This is Lori in Livonia says, flowers, yes, definitely. Asking her if you had to get flowers? Boo, hiss. You lost brownie points. Fake flowers? Oh, my God. Come here so I can smack you.
Are you going to get hit?
I'm scared to leave the building. There might be people waiting out for me with chains and...
I'm telling you. Lynn, go ahead. What do you think?
Oh, heck no. No. He's got to get her flowers.
So you got to get her flowers now. Okay, you got to get her flowers.
Yes. Take note, Ryan.
Okay.
My second ex-husband bought me flowers while we were dating. Once we got married, his attitude was, I got you now. I don't have to do anything.
Well, see, I didn't buy her flowers when we were dating either, so don't I have to keep that up? Why start now?
Well, see, just because you're married doesn't mean you stop.
Right. Absolutely. You have to. You got to get her baby's breath.
Even if it's one flower or something, you have to keep going.
Okay.
One flower. They sell them at Speedway, dude. They're in the tubes right there. Just get her a Speedway flare.
Flare.
Forget her flare from Speedway. She'll be fine. All right, Lynn.
Yeah. Thanks,
Lynn.
Oh, my
gosh.
Lynn is triggered this morning. Lynn, you're awesome. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. There she goes. I told you, I was at a Speedway once on Dixie in Waterford getting coffee and gas at 4 o'clock in the morning. And this dude is baked, man. He's standing and he's telling his friend.
Big Jim's house.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Burbs. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
Down river!
East side.
West side. Let's go down river!
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Avenel.
And the voice of Battle of the Burbs, the one and only KC Ken Calvert, the casual one. Love you, buddy. Thinking about you and the family this week, man. 8:51. We got our players on the horn. Everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Jim on line one, West Side. What's cracking, Jim?
Nothing much. Just listening to you.
Thank you, man.
Me and Ryan every morning.
Well, that's awesome, dude. You'll yell out West. Evan on line four, East Side. You ready, Evan?
Yes.
All right. You got to find us a restaurant to go next week on the East Side, by the way, for our restaurant road trip. And then Dave downriver. You ready, Down? Is this original Downriver Dave? Second Downriver Dave?
Original.
Who is this?
This is the original, baby.
Okay, this is the original Downriver Dave. I'm so confused by this. Okay, two out of three wins. Do not answer the question until you're called upon. Angie's got the bullhorn to our right here. And we ready? Here we go.
Ready.
Yes.
Question number one. Today in 1980, Peter Wolf and this band released the album Love Stinks.
Downriver.
Downriver Dave, what's the answer?
Dig out.
There it is. It's one of those bands, Ryan, where we were having the debate. You get confused because you think Jay Giles is the front guy for the Jay Giles band, but it's really
Peter Wolf, right?
Like, I thought The Weeknd was a band at the Super Bowl halftime show, but it's really a guy named The Weeknd. Anyway, all right, Downriver with one. Here we go.
Number two, what breakfast food can be served fried, scrambled, boiled, or over easy?
Down.
Evan, what's the answer?
Eggs.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
Yes, sir. All right. East Side of the one, Downriver with one. Jim, you're still in this as well. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question number three. What company has the slogan, 15 minutes could save you 15% or... Dave, what's the answer?
Geico.
Geico. I can hear Jim in the background there. Dave, you have one. Downriver, they're
took
in
the
lead
now. Up 10-9.
Okay. And, man, we will play again tomorrow right around this time as well. Jim and Evan, you guys are welcome to come back tomorrow and play. All right?
Big Jim's house.
So, real quick, I was going to mention this. This is nothing to nothing, but I saw this thing, like, you know, testing. You had a COVID test. I had a COVID test done.
Yeah.
Had them done. This thing, you know, up your way, up your nose. Do that. Did you see they're doing them the other way now in China, how they're testing them?
No.
They're doing, correct the anatomically correct word. It's under the other way. They swab down there.
Oh.
Yeah, in your butt.
Up your butt, yeah.
Up your butt.
Okay.
Yeah, they say it's more accurate. And it's not a joke. In China, they're really doing this.
Is it like taking your temperature more accurate doing it that way? Or is that just...
No, we were told when any parent, when you have kids, that's how you took their temperature. Just don't go... And then stick it up there, because that's gross. Yeah, you don't want to lick it first, yeah.
Yeah, or after.
Yeah. Oh, God. No.
I just clean this off for the next guy.
But seriously, though, that's how they're doing that, and apparently it's a new thing. Which, my question is, that's all well and good. But when you do the drive-up,
that's just, yeah. That's,
what do you do? Pull your pants down and stick your butt out the window, and they just boom right there at Walgreens?
I guess so. It's like, hold on. It takes me 10 minutes just to get organized. You start sweating and stuff because right. You got to maneuver in the car.
Well, getting the COVID test that way in China is not just something they're asking you to do. It's your duty. What do you do? Oh, like, just drop your pants and stick your butt out the window?
No, I know what it is.
What is it?
You get out of your car, and there's a chair there, and they can put a new slide on, a new tester.
You sit on the swab?
Every time, and you just sit down, hop up, they take it down, replace the new one. The
You're
other
the guy
sits
that watches
down,
that one scene in Pulp Fiction over and over, aren't you? You're the one. That's your favorite part of the movie. You know the one I'm talking about in the basement. That's what you watch. I'm turning Marcellus Wallace to certain things we don't talk about. That's one. No. Hell no.
Oh, man.
Okay. I thought I had a joke. You made it so creepy. Oh, my God.
Big Jim's house.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
You know what? You mentioned it off air. What happened at Ray's Ice Cream in Royal Oak was a great reminder of the good in people.
Yeah.
We're all looking for some way to help. The GoFundMe for this place that's been part of Royal Oak for over 50 years, over 60 years.
60.
The goal was 50 grand. Tom swallowed his pride and asked for help. And bada bing, bada boom. What's it at now? It's over 60 grand, isn't it?
Yeah, it's over 60 grand. And just within the time that we've been here, it's gone up $700.
He just wants to pay his employees. But
it's
yeah,
awesome.
That was the example. So there you go. Some good to hold on to today. We're back tomorrow morning, Friday morning, of course, to kick off the weekend with Party Town, Glenn Frey. We'll do our boot check. We didn't do a Friday boot check last week.
Oh, you're right.
I'm so screwed up on days right now, I probably thought it was Tuesday.
Yeah. It's Wednesday the 46th.
I'm so goofed up on days, I don't know. But anyway, Donnie's coming in next. I know Clawson is the Workforce City of the Week. She's been out there. Great videos.
Yeah.
They went to our buddy Doc Sweet, saw David.
Yes.
And she left the Jelly Bellies in here, the ones that are some are good and some are bad.
Yeah, and that's fine. Go ahead.
Donnie.
I'm not doing them.
She's trying to get us to eat the bad one, isn't she?
Yeah.
I see her working. See you working, Flynn.
She goes, I don't know if you guys still do where you make you eat weird stuff, but I'm like, well, don't bring it up.
Oh, wait a minute. You said those are for us. They were for you.
Well, she kind of mentioned it to me yesterday because she knows we've done stuff like that in the past. Right. I'm not doing it.
Oh, my God. No, you made it like, yeah, it's for you guys. No, this was for you.
I have to keep my palate clean for our restaurant road trips.
Why? You eat like a velociraptor. I mean, you know, you inhaled that whole sandwich in like 8 seconds. All right. You guys be well. Power lunch coming up today at noon. Throwback Thursday all day today. Gimme 3 of 3. Dave did a live one yesterday. I was going to Flint to pick up a piece of furniture. Long story. And I had it cranked up.
Yeah, good
Oh,
one.
My God. He was doing live Jay Giles. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair with my little love. Right? Great.
That's cool.
That's all I know. So, yeah, Gimme 3 of 3 with Dave. All right. You guys be well. Do you want some of my sandwich? I still got some left from Ganella's.
Yeah, I'll eat it.
In my hand. Block.
Big Jim's house.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.